for all you have done. We are so blessed. Our souls is found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Sing it two more times. Thanks. Yes, Lord, we give you thanks for everything you've done. We are so blessed. Our souls is found rest. One more time. We give you thanks from our heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you thanks for all you've done. We are so blessed.
We are so blessed. Our soul has found rest.
Praise God.
We give you thanks.
Lift your hands, everybody. For you are glorious and worthy to be praised. Is it worthy today? And unto you, minister to him.
To you, we lift our
voices to say to you,
you are the Lamb of God.
Oh, you are glorious.
For you are glorious.
You are worthy to be praised.
You are the Lamb.
Unto you.
And unto we lift our voice and say,
you are the Lamb
upon the throne.
You are the Lamb upon, yes, Lord. The Lamb. You're the reason why I am here today. You're the Lamb. Masitari ba kashitari ba di ba ba ba.
You are the Lamb of God. You are the Lamb of God. You are the Lamb of God.
Lift your hands all over this place. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you for yesterday's service. Thank you for the testimonies. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. We celebrate you. We extol you. We exalt you. Take all the glory. Take all the honor. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lay your hands anywhere comfortable. Decree over yourself. Because you will get what you say. Say, I'm not the same again. Anything done to me by the power of the night is neutralized right now. The will of the Lord and the counsel of the Lord shall stand in my life. Pray that prayer. Decree. Don't pray to God. Decree. Command what I've said right now that you said out of your mouth to be established. Come on, decree. Declare. See, you're not the same. Anything done by the power of the night is undone today. The counsel of the Lord shall stand in your life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Greet the person on your left and on your right and say, welcome to COSA. Welcome to DP. Good morning. Please sit. Take your seats briefly. Love you right back. God bless you. I want to start by reading Psalm 121 from verse 1. Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? From whence comes mercy? From whence comes favor? Help means you couldn't do it on your own. So you need a force that is either equal to you or higher than you. So where does help come from? From the hills? Please, let me quickly tell you. Hills in the Bible do not represent God or Zion. Mountain represent God. In fact, the Bible says you've not come to the mount that can be touched. So this person looked unto those he knew, looked unto people, looked unto his connections. I'm not saying those things are wrong. God will use men. He has stopped coming down. But the one he chooses to use. He says, where will my help come? In verse 2, he says that my help, actually, I discovered that my help comes from the Lord, not from the hills. The one who made the heavens and the earth. This guy was thinking on his inside. So your thoughts are powerful. Your thoughts birth miracles. You can't think like a pauper and have results of a king. It's not possible. So you are the first enemy that you have before the devil came in. The Bible says you can't be tempted. God doesn't tempt people with evil. You can't be tempted with what is on your inside. That's why Satan came to Jesus and found nothing in him. Because he needed something inside you to tempt you. Bible says in the book of James, all men are driven away or tempted by their own desire. Okay, so it starts with a thought. In Proverbs 23 verse 7, the Bible says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. As he thinks, so is he. How do you think? If I know how you think today, I can determine the way you end tomorrow. Oh, I believe in God. Anybody can say that. I'm using my faith. Anybody can say that. The worst book you've read in your life or you've heard about is Think Positively. I'm not telling you to think negatively. But sometimes, what God will tell you think will be negative to the popular opinion. Are you following what I'm saying? If you allow me to paraphrase this scripture, I will tell you the way you think is what you become. So, I don't care how much you come to DP. I don't care how much you watch DP. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care whether you move from church to church or from mountain to mountain. How do you think? If the devil can succeed in making you think in a certain way, he can succeed in bringing out his whims and caprices to pass in your life. How do you think? For as he thinks, that is who he is. In Matthew 9 and verse 3, I'm going to read 3 and 4 to you. Jesus was speaking somewhere, and at once, some of the scribes said within themselves, Jesus Christ came to represent the Father. How he operated in heaven, or how he operates in heaven. He came to establish a will on earth as it is in heaven. They thought within themselves, this man blasphemes. They didn't say it out. They were probably smiling. They were really, probably, I celebrate, sir. But in their mind. In verse 4, but Jesus, knowing their thoughts, so God knows your thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? So people think evil in their heart and say something else out of their mouth. Jesus says, why do you say, Lord, Lord, and your heart is far from me? So you can say something. That's why I've told you, never say, ah, and I know that brother. You don't know yourself, let alone knowing someone else. Oh, the person used to come. You don't know what is going on in the heart. In Matthew 12:34, I'm not saying this to so that you start imagining about someone else. Focus on yourself. What are you thinking? Before you say, God, I've saved you. You've served God? What have you been thinking? I said something to someone. God doesn't have someone you want to help him. Are you nicer than God? Most people that are stuck are not seeing everybody. God could have helped them. They didn't cooperate to God. Many people come to me for counseling. I tell them, what you are dealing with is nothing. But cooperate with him instantly. That's how you can see change. But if you want to hold on to who you think you are, you want to hold on to your belief system and expect a change, is the definition of insanity. Brood of vipers, he was talking to the Pharisees. How can you, being evil, speak good things? You see, their heart, evil. But they are saying, bless you, sir. It is well. Which language does God understand? Igbo, Yoruba, Ekiti. He still wants you to say in your heart. So I don't care what you say out of your mouth. God understands the language of the heart. That is why anything that does not proceed from your heart is nonsense to God. God said, I go to Egypt and I had a language I did not understand. Which language does God understand? His unbelief. He doesn't understand it. Evil thoughts. And you are saying something else. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. He said, take my yoke and learn of me. You will learn quickly in the name of Jesus. You will not be walking in doubt and think you are walking in faith in the name of Jesus. Imagine you writing an exam and you are reading the wrong textbook. You just get to the exam and fail woefully. That is what is happening to a lot of Christians. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, what you say out of your mouth sometimes is to catch your attention. That, you've not been doing well with yourself. And I didn't mean it. There's something like that. You can't bring out what you didn't put there. Or what does not exist. That thing has been existing for a while. You only said it. It only came out because you were angry. It only came out because of the situation. You know, Coke bottle was bragging. Gas came out of me because somebody shook me. So one day, somebody put water in Coke bottle and shook it. Nothing came out. The bottle didn't explode. It's not the shaking, it's the content. So, for out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What have you been saying? That's why I started by talking about your thoughts. Because your thoughts, if you monitor your thoughts, I'm not talking about what you say. I'm not talking about what you reveal to people. If you monitor what you think when you're alone, if you put a guard, that's why when God wants to help you, he mounts a garrison around your mind and your heart. So the devil can penetrate, then he can help you. What are you thinking? This problem will kill me. That's why it's killing you. They've said I will go worse. That's why you're worse. What have they said you can do? Do it. If the Bible says you can do it. Do it. Nothing will happen to you. Except you do it in doubt. Don't call my name. But if you do it in faith, nothing will happen to you. I see this with 23 years of pastoring this church experience. Don't do it until you have faith. Positive thinking is not what I'm teaching you about. I told somebody in this place, you don't have a job? Go and volunteer somewhere for free. And he became the head of that place before he left Nigeria. So what are you telling me? And I'm waiting for God to bring a big thing. If what you call faith depends only on God, it's not Christianity. God going with them, walking with them. You have a part to play. Say after me, out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth speaks. In Luke chapter 6, verse 44, quickly, guys, every tree is known by its own fruit. Oh, I'm a good person. Okay, let there be trouble. Let's hear what you say. See, even beggars, they win in their thoughts. They dream big. That's why I'm telling you, I'm not talking about positive thinking. I take both joints. They smoke it, they say, it go better. How can it be better? It can be better. Money is not being better. I can tell you. If Lazarus said vanity upon vanity, all day, they will say, yeah, come on, stop it. You are poor. What will you say? It's Solomon that said it to. If I tell you money cannot give you happiness, I have someone. I can tell you. Because you don't have it, you think if you have it, you think that's all there is. I'm telling you. All some people have is money. And they're sad. In a place where you envy them. Every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. Bramble is a tree, is a shrub actually. It doesn't bear fruit. Let's read 45. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. An evil man, when he begins to rain curses, is out of the evil treasures. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That thing that came out is not just there, it's abundant. You need to spend 3 days. Don't just brood on it and say, I don't mean what I say. Who told you that? The maker of man said out of their what came out of his mouth is abundant. In Hebrews 11:3, by faith, we understand that the worlds, aeon is the Greek word, not cosmos. Different fashion, different things happening on the earth. They were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen, what you see that is appearing right now, maybe this church, were made by the things that are not visible. What are the things that are not visible? Words. Rabakasatare Baba. I see crowd here. Crowd again. When you not feel, I see crowd here. You speak things that be not, as though you are not denying reality. Father, I thank you for the few flocks that came on Sunday, but I see crowd here. You can recreate your world. You can change gear. You can change level. If I know what you're thinking, then I can tell what you're going to say. If I know what you're saying, I know where your life will be. That's where I'm going. I'm walking by faith. You're not. You're only thinking positive. That one day, God will step in. If it is dependent only on God, it's not Christianity. The world, not who are you? You are just one speck in the picture I'm talking about. The whole world was created, was reframed. Katatizo is the word frame. So the Greek actually says reframed. Katatizo. Katatizo. You can katatizo your life. You can, no wonder he's having that dreams. Why? Oh, the father did this. When the Bible says, it is those who hear sour grapes that their teachers will start at it. Why are you having symptoms? Why? Because you're not speaking. You don't know. Demons, angels seek to look into these things that you have. They're like, wow. Now, they were there when those things happened, but they didn't know the meaning. As I'm teaching right now, angels are saying, wow. Because they don't have the grace to teach. They can't preach the gospel on earth. Praise God. We understand. One day I will teach you the word understand. Because knowledge is different from understanding. Knowing how it works is understanding. The Bible says Jesus asked them, Where shall we have food to give these people? He himself, knowing what to, is not a fluke. You do it 10 times, you see the result 10 times. Why has God sent you to Abuja? To teach you these things. Have you heard it before? Yes. Why are you not doing it? I don't know. Because the devil knows if you do it, you will get results. In Psalm 33, verse 6. Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the word. Everything you call heaven, I've told you there are three heavens. Let's even talk about the stellar plane, the moon, the stars. By the word of the Lord, they were made. How much more my life? How much more my finance? How much more my health? How much more my children? Come on, talk to me. After this service, when you speak, whatever does not respond to you is buried in the blood. As soon as they hear of me, what will they do? They will obey me. They're not born them well. Psalm 32 says, when I kept quiet, my bones grew. He took oath. That's why the first thing the devil does is to keep your mouth shut. Your mouth is not just for food. Out of all the beings that God made, is you and God that speaks. You may see that I've heard this before. But you've not asked the question, why have I not done what I've had before? I believe in it. What, you've not asked the question, why have I not done it? I can be preaching on this alone. Because if you master this, I'm not saying you won't have trials. Your life has to be different from people that came from the same womb with you. It has to be different. If one person will make it, it's with you. Yeah. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. All the hosts, when you hear host, he's talking about the moon and the stars, and of them were by the breath of his mouth. Please, when you get home, I don't want you to demonstrate now. Start talking. You know what you see? Breath. Breath. Start talking. My name is Beard. You feel breath. So he's saying the same thing. When you speak, you are breathing something out. You are breathing power out. The Bible says this heritage, all the Christians have, all the servants of the Lord. Isaiah 54, verse 17. This heritage, all the saints have it. All the saints have it. Is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. What's the heritage? That no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you, not God, shall condemn. So when you wake up, what did I do when I came upstage? Anything done at night, I cancel it now. Angels will move. They are beside you waiting for instructions. Oh, I don't know why this time is running. It is in the Old Testament that it has given angels charge. You can give it. Bible says angels are servants to the heirs of salvation. That was not in the Old Testament. It's the New Testament. Because heirs of salvation started after Jesus Christ said it is finished. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, you will see wonders. I said after this meeting, you will see wonders. In the name of Jesus. In Ephesians 6:16. Let me round off because of time. Just because of time. In Ephesians 6:16. Above all. I've done all. Above. There's something above what you've done. Above all. I don't know what's happening. I've done everything. Well, for you to be saying you've done everything when God is insatiable, it means you don't know anything. Take it! The shield of faith. So faith is not just for getting results. It's a shield. What's the shield? An equipment of war standing between you and your enemies. Faith is a shield where you are able. Able means you have the ability to quench. That's why God could be bold to say no weapon form, because you have the ability to quench. All, not some. Not few, not many. All. There's no weapon fashioned against you that you can quench. Me, I gave my life to Christ last Sunday. No weapon formed against you that you can quench. Me, yes, it's because nobody has told you. The devil doesn't want you to know what I'm sharing with you. You can quench all fiery darts. Let me tell you something. Fiery darts are not sharp. They are not sharp. In those days, that was how they fought battles. Now we have nuclear weapons. In those days, they would put a bandage or a gauze that can catch fire, something combustible, to a stick and ignite it. Where you are hiding, the other soldier is hiding. Hay is there. You remember that's not their home. Battlefield is a neutral place. They just built a. Hay is on the floor everywhere. So they fire the fiery dart and it catches fire. It starts small. It burns everywhere. Then it starts shooting arrows because you have no place to hide. I prophesy. Your bulwark, your stronghold, shall not be pulled down. The Lord surrounds those who surround you. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, quickly, we are going to pray right now. You can stand to your feet. Since we have the same spirit of faith. Since we have the same, faith has a spirit. It has an attitude. It doesn't keep quiet. If you are quiet, you are not in faith. Faith has an attitude. He always speaks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How are you? Good morning. How are you? Oh, I'm more than a girl. Greater is he that is on my inside. This morning, I said, greater. I don't know why, God. I said, greater is he that's on my inside than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's on my inside. I don't know what someone came here with on DP to me, but greater is he. I will get what I say. Greater is he that's on my inside. Since we have the same spirit of faith, why will he see the same spirit of faith between the Old Testament and the New Testament? The Old Testament is different from the New Testament. But when it comes to faith, it's the same spirit. What is the spirit? I believe, therefore I spoke. We also, in the New Testament, we believe, therefore we speak. You know other way to explain this. If you're not speaking, your faith lacks an ingredient. You must speak. What must you speak? What the blood says. What must you speak? What the blood says. But I just got a new... Say it again. Some of you use medications that they will tell you is in 6 months' time that it will work, but you start using today. Why did you stop speaking? Hey, I started speaking last week. It didn't work. Say it again. It will work. Say it again. No day, no moment. In the Old Testament, they said the mercy of God are new every morning. For me, it's new every moment. I said this is new every moment. Glory be to God. Tomorrow I will continue on faith. But start by speaking God's word into your life. Don't keep quiet. Don't let your voice be low. If you are bold about something, you say it boldly. Don't let me speak because I don't want the devil to hear. Let him hear. You are not walking by faith until you learn to speak. I don't know what to say. Then start by praying in tongues. Start with thanksgiving. Then start speaking. I have victory in Jesus' name over every mountain, situations, and hills. Start with a song of victory. Everything about me, my new name is victory. What's the meaning of hallelujah? Victory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm going beyond this country in impact. In the name of Jesus. I can't be contained. I'm a fruitful bough. Skillful archers shot at me, but my hands were steady. I'm a fruitful bough that grows above the wall. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Speak words, speak words. If you lack words, pray in the Holy Ghost. Concerning your health, concerning finance, concerning your ministry, keep prophesying. I know about it. It's a simple message. I'm not supposed to teach you hard things. Come on, somebody. Thank God you said it was simple. So do it. So shall you be saved from your enemies. Call, 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 call. Say, surely, as you've spoken, so will I do. Say, take words and return to God. Take words. Come on, come on. Your mouth is not just for food. It's for words. I want someone to speak on my behalf. You are the first prophet of your life. Speak words. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. I prophesy to you. You are not permitted to remain small. In the name of Jesus, you are not permitted to remain small. Every day of your life, every day of 2022 and beyond, Proverbs 4:18 is your reality. The longer you live, the brighter you shine. At your old age, you will still be bearing fruit. In the name of Jesus, better was the end of Job than his beginning. For the Lord blessed him with double. I pray that you're in the end of your life, you will not live in regrets. You will not just live old. God will satisfy you with long life in the name of Jesus. Anything, any prophecy that is not consistent with your redemption, whether they've spoken about your health, they've not lied, you have results to prove it. I command, let the turner turn everything to your favor. Let the turner turn everything to your favor. Let the turner turn everything to your favor. Let your case be different. In the name of Jesus. Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter, I command in the name of Jesus, you will look more like Christ. You will look more like Christ. Everything that is not consistent with your being born again may be taken out of your way. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. The angel came to Mary and said, highly favored of God. You are not just favored, you are highly favored. You are highly favored. You are highly favored. And God will make you laugh this year. And everyone that hears your laughter will laugh with you. You don't just have grace, you have a conductible grace. Your horn is exalted, like the horn of a unicorn. You are anointed with fresh oil. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and pray in tongues. Let no demons steal your prayers. Let your head not reject prayers. Pray in tongues.